Page 24. Weight loss out, fitness in. Even for people who are obese, exercise can add years to life expectancy. So, what's it worth to lace up those sneakers and break a sweat for about 30 minutes a day? About 3.5 extra years of life on average, and about 4.2 additional years for those willing to step up the intensity or put in closer to an hour a day of brisk walking or its equivalent, according to a new study. Even for the severely obese, those with a body mass index, BMI, above 35, exercising for about 2.5 hours a week at moderate intensity or for 75 minutes at vigorous levels puts average life expectancy a notch above that of a normal weight person who is sedentary, the research shows. Time to get off the couch. The study published by the journal PLOS Medicine sounds a loud wake-up call to healthy weight couch potatoes who believe their good BMIs will ensure them a long life. Even for people with a BMI between 20 and 25, those who told researchers they were physically inactive were far more likely to die in the next decade or so than were overweight or obese exercisers. This finding may convince currently inactive persons that a modest level of physical activity is worth it for health benefits, even if it may not result in weight control, the study authors wrote. The results also offer clear evidence that exercise can offset some of the longevity loss that comes with past or continued tobacco use, or a history of cancer or heart disease. Among those groups, getting even a modest amount of physical activity restored between 2.5 years for current smokers and 5.3 years for cancer patients of lost life expectancy. And getting more or more vigorous exercise added even more time. A little effort, big results. The levels of physical activity that yielded such benefits were modest. The authors of the study observed an uptick in lifespan, even among those whose physical activity fell short of what's recommended by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the World Health Organization. Dr. Francisco Lopez Jimenez, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist who was not involved in the research, called the study very conclusive and said its enormous scale, it culls data from six major study populations, totaling more than 632,000 people, bolstered the strength of its findings. We have to set priorities with patients, Lopez Jimenez said. First and foremost is to get sedentary, obese people to become as active as they can and not to use their weight as a measure of their success. Sometimes, we tend to focus too much on the weight issue and too little on the exercise part of it. The weight of the matter. The latest study adds to mounting evidence that a sedentary lifestyle may trump obesity as a corrosive influence on health. In recent years, researchers have found that exercise, even when not accompanied by weight loss, powerfully affects a range of risk factors for cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. We have to get people to understand that it's not all about weight, said Dr. Robert Salas, a sports medicine specialist who has spearheaded the Exercise is Medicine initiative under the auspices of the American College of Sports Medicine. Not everyone can lose weight, but everyone can get fit. Stephen Moore, an epidemiologist at the National Cancer Institute, notes, "You can't lose 30 pounds tomorrow, but you can start exercising." Vocabulary focus. Break a sweat. Notch. Wake-up call. Longevity. Trump. Corrosive. Under the auspices of something.